brought to you by Penguin.
Dog Days by Erica Waller, read by Emma Cunniff. To Grace, Daisy and Bliss, remember, anything is possible. And to James, for always believing in my writing. Prelude. It's one of those spring mornings you get down on the coast, a scene so brilliant it reminds you of a child's painting. The sky, a solid block of Crayola blue. The sun, scrubbed to a radiant beam. On the horizon, crisp, white clips of sails, like petticoats, like maids curtsying to the shore. The beacon winks with buttercups and dandelions. The grass does silent tai chi in a breeze that may adjust a hat to a jaunty angle, but would never be so rude as to whip it off your head. And there is the windmill, casting its shadow on the bodies of Luke and Lizzie, Dan and Atticus, on George and Betty and their dogs. Even from this distance, it's easy to spot who belongs to whom. That Fitz and Wolfie belong to Dan and Luke, striding over the mound. Fitz's tongue is too long and his tail too waggy to be perfect, but you'd struggle to find a more decent creature, just like his owner. Wolfie, the flirt, the airhead, the poor simple beast, is distracted from chasing a squirrel by Maud. Lizzie is supposed to be walking her, but it's always the other way around. Betty and George are on the bench with Poppy, who is licking the salt from George's fingers as he eats. Betty is knitting another hideous jumper for her rescue greyhound, Lucky, a coat hanger of a dog who always looks embarrassed but never leaves her side. The rain comes out of nowhere, as it can so close to the sea. The first dollop of water lands on George's thin hair. He tuts. Fucking weather. Poppy barks. Fitz and Wolfie roll in something dead and smelly. Lucky's woolen coat starts to itch. They all look up at the rain, heads tipped back, pale necks exposed to the elements, like birds waiting to be fed. They stay that way for a minute, before Betty covers her head with her newspaper and George packs away his lunch, before Luke worries about his hair, before Atticus takes off his coat to give to Dan, who, says Lizzie, needs it more. There is a brief moment when time pauses itself, and we can see the fragile threads between them glittering like gold in the rain. From a finger here to an elbow there, from the corner of Atticus's smile to Dan's beating heart, from paw to person and back again. George. Where is Ellen? It's 7:16 on Wednesday night, and Ellen still isn't home from her book club. George hasn't had his dinner, which Ellen always cooks from scratch and always has ready on the table with his half glass of beer at 5:45. After she serves something warm and British, George doesn't believe in any seasoning other than salt and lots of it, always sprinkling some liberally before checking the dish needs it. Ellen does the washing up, dries the dishes, then lays the tea towel over the tea towel holder he made for her 30 years before. She snaps the cloth out before she hangs it, three times quickly, then once again. It will dry in the slow breeze that comes from the back door, which they always leave ajar for this reason. It will be ready to polish the plates after the boiled egg, and marmalade on toast they will have for breakfast the next morning at 7:30. It will be washed that afternoon and hung on a line, which George put up 5 years earlier, after the first one collapsed in a storm. George was cross about this. He'd planned for that washing line to see him out. The tea towel will hang alongside the sheets, towels and George...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?